Hey JD Tribe, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Care Spotlight, where it's not just about bubble baths and massages, but getting to the heart of what it really means to live your best life against the backdrop of everyday life. I interview inspiring and authentic women who are just as likely to meditate as they are to curse, but they are committed to practicing self-care and living their truth, and we are sharing that collective wisdom with you. This podcast is brought to you by The Journal Deck and our Self-Care Collective online membership, which is open for enrollment this month until Sunday, May 13th. You'll get everything from moon yoga to monthly meditations, visualizations, journaling worksheets, astrology from this week's guest, Bianca, and a whole lot more. You can check it out at thejournaldeck.com/self-care-collective. I'm your host and founder, Alyssa Cousins, and in today's episode, I brought back my girl, Bianca Filoteo, who has been busy over in our SCC membership doing monthly astrology forecasts, but we decided it would be fun to have her back on the regular podcast for a conversation on how astrology can point to the career you would be best suited for in living your truth and feeling fulfilled. She breaks down all 12 zodiac signs by suitable careers, and we even give some examples by looking at Beyonce's birth chart, myself, and Bianca's for context. I do want to suggest that if you don't have your astrology birth chart, then you use our free how-to worksheet to get yours if you don't already have it. So some of you might already have it. We sent it out. We made the worksheet back in October. But if you don't, after you listen in, simply head to the show notes at thejournaldeck.com/episode56 to download the how-to so you can start taking the information you learned today and apply it to your own life with the stars as your guide with your very own birth chart. You guys always love these astrology episodes, so I have no doubt you'll love this one, too. And with that, welcome Bianca back to the podcast.
Hey, Alyssa. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be back here.
It's been a hot minute since you've been just on the podcast.
I know. I've been on a few times, and now I was just like, okay, I'm ready and pumped again.
Yeah, you were here. You were coming on every single month back in 2017. Yeah. I had you on for like a straight couple of months, and then I had my genius idea for the Self-Care Collective, and I thought, wait, I want Bianca to be in the Self-Care Collective doing astrology once a month for astrology forecasts for the members exclusively that are in the STC. And so then I was like, well, then we're not going to have you doing it all the time just on the podcast. We're going to have you in the SEC, and it's going to be special. And so you kind of had like a hiatus, and now it's, you know, we're recording this mid-April, and yeah, now it's, you're back.
I'm back. Woohoo!
You're back, and the SEC is still going strong, and everyone still really digs the astrology episodes in there. I don't know if you've noticed, like, when you look on the Facebook group, everyone's always like really...
Yes. I'm loving that community. Like, just like the most amazing women there.
Aren't they really cool?
Yes. Like,
I think to myself, it is one of the things I am most proud that I have ever created, and I have created a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But that group, the Self-Care Collective, those women make that group.
Oh my gosh, they totally do.
Yeah, like... Yes, I dig my content, of course, that I put in there because I put my heart in there. But those women, they freaking rock, and they're so supportive. And yeah, they're just love moment. I just love them.
Yeah, no, community is so important. I think that's like the core in a lot of things that we do, right? So it's really awesome that you have such an amazing community.
Yeah, they feel like a collective.
Yeah.
Yeah, they feel like the name. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, for you guys that have been missing Bianca, you've been missing her because you're not in the Self-Care Collective.
As I thought, FYI.
Shameless plug. Shameless. But yes, guys, we literally have open enrollment every single month, but only for 1 week. And it's during the first full week of every new month. And that's when we have open enrollment. So if you're wondering, like, well, when do I get in? If you haven't noticed or paid attention, that's only open for 1 week. And then we always close the doors so that it's like we can focus for that month. But it's a very, cost-effective membership. I also have a prorated rate that you can get in for the rest of the year, and it's prorated for in full pricing as well. So that's cool too. But yes, if you want to get in, you got to look at the first week of every month. You can get in, and then you will have access to all kinds of content, including the astrology episodes, the forecast that we always have with Bianca. Plus, you have access to Bianca. Plus, you get 10% off her astrology services. So if you really like astrology, then that's what you're missing in the Self-Care Collective. I know that today you have a topic that you really like to jam on, B, and I think it's a cool topic. It's one that we haven't talked about on the Self-Care Spotlight before with you specifically, and that is concerning career and kind of like how the stars align for you as an individual to show like where in your life, like what your best career will say, where you would fit best, like where you would shine the most in your career with your sign, with your moon, all of the things, basically your birth chart, which guys, if you don't know your birth chart, if you're like, I only know my sun sign, I'm sure Bianca hears that all the time. Like, I only know my sun sign.
Yep.
You know, that's the one that we know. It's the one you can look up in the newspaper and, like, it's there, you know? Mm-hmm. But we have so many others. It's crazy. And we have so many pieces of our puzzle in this birth chart. And if you don't know that information, you can totally still listen to this podcast. And then when the podcast is done, go over to, I will put in the show notes for this episode, I will put the link for the episode that I believe we had back in October, and I will put in there so that you can figure out how to do your birth chart. We did a how-to. There's a how-to worksheet that me and Bianca came up with. That's a freebie. I'll put that link in the show notes so that you can download the worksheet and you can figure out the steps for how to exactly get your individual birth chart so that you can apply everything you learned today in the podcast and put it right into your life and your birth chart. So look for it in the show notes for this episode, and you'll be all squared up and you'll be able to tailor your information learned and put it right into your own personal birth chart. Okay. That makes sense, B? Yes?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. It'll make sense to everyone else once they get their birth chart. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But nonetheless, here we go. Let's just dive in. Can you tell me why are you so particularly passionate about this subject of looking at our astrology charts and career?
Yeah, because I mean, for me, I've personally gone on my own journey of like, oh my gosh, what am I here to do with my life? Like, what should I, you know, even just growing up, I'm like, oh, I wanted to be, you know, a fashion designer. I wanted to be a doctor. I went through so many career changes when I was a kid or growing up. And even until now, I'm in my, you know, early 30s, I'm still hearing those same questions from everyone that's around me. It's like, oh, am I really pursuing the right thing in my life? Am I doing this for me, or am I doing this because my parents wanted me to become this, you know? So that always fascinated me, because even just with my, you know, circle of friends and, you know, colleagues and family members, knowing who they are and like knowing kind of like the birth chart, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like you would be perfect for this job because of, you know, who, like the qualities that they already have and all that stuff. So it's always fascinating to me. And I think when I was a kid, I was like, oh yeah, I kind of want to be a guidance counselor. But when I learned about like what that was, I'm like, okay, maybe not a guidance counselor. I don't think I would want that for real. But it kind of circled me back into this astrology thing and seeing how seeing the talent that you actually have in your chart. And when I tell people that during their sessions, they're like, oh my gosh, like that was what I loved when I was a kid. Or it kind of roots back to like their childhood, like what really lit them up, right? Because as adults, we kind of just like, I don't know, we kind of lose that sense of wonder and creativity and joy, right?
I think it's
Adulting.
interesting that you were like, oh, a guidance counselor. But you do guide people now, but in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. Because like my view of what a guidance counselor was back then was completely different, because I only knew like one or two, and I was like, oh yeah, that's what they did.
It's in a
But
school, and it's like a,
yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And I'm like, I don't want to be in a school. But I think now it is kind of like that guidance. And I love, love, love seeing the people's aha moments in like our sessions and being like, oh my gosh, like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And it's not that I'm telling them like, oh yeah, you should be this. It's like I am guiding them through their chart. And because there's so many possibilities, each sign has something special, but it can be interpreted in different ways. And it really is helping others use their intuition to tap into, okay, what lights you up? Like what's really gonna get you going, and be that ambitious. Like what is gonna make you climb that ladder or really put the time in into putting that work in, right?
Yeah, I think that so many people, they have that big question. We've talked about it on the podcast before, like, what am I here on this earth to do? What is my purpose? What is my, as I say, truth with a capital T? Where do I Where, what's my calling? Where do I fit in this world? How am I supposed to serve? There's so many different ways of phrasing it, but it all roots to the same exact question that we have, that so many women who listen to this podcast and men who listen to this, because there are dudes that listen to this too, that ask that question. And when you just feel like you're spinning your wheels, you're like, I don't know what my talent is. I don't know what my superpower is. I don't know really where I'm supposed to be serving in this lifetime. I could see how looking at something, even if it's something esoteric like astrology, that can feel sort of like the woo, but it also, at least in my experience, when you are in that place of, I really don't know, it can feel so good for someone to show you something like your birth chart. Or I just had my palms read and I had the same
Oh my gosh.
experience.
Yes,
I did
exactly.
it for the podcast. Just wait.
Nice.
And you get that moment of being like, it's all right here. Like the way I can interpret this is that it's right here in my chart or it's right here in my palms, literally. And it's kind of guiding me. There's that word again, kind of like a hint, hint, look this way. And it feels so much lighter and like, oh, it all makes sense now. I kind of know where to go now.
Exactly. It's just such a good, because yeah, just seeing people's like click, like something just in their eyes, in their head, and like in our like my one-on-one sessions, because we do it on video, right? And it's just like the most amazing feeling when I'm like, oh my gosh, there's something bubbling in them that like the light bulb goes off.
Absolutely. I mean, to feel that feeling of like, I know what I am supposed to be here for, like, oh, that's an amazing feeling. And talking about, this whole podcast and being like, okay, well, how does that relate to, it's called the Self-Care Spotlight. What does this have to do with that? It has everything to do with that because this podcast is not only about self-care, but it's also about living your truth. It is literally in our tagline. It's everything that I believe in. You need, it's both. It's not one or the other. It's both. And your career is so inseparable, in my opinion, from living your best life and taking care of yourself. Because if you hate what you do and every single day is a chore, is a should, is a have to, is, swimming upstream, if that is your career and your job, that's gonna suck. It's going to literally be an energy drain for you every day, and that is certainly not self-care, and that is certainly not living your truth. And I know that that sounds really harsh if you're listening to this thinking, oh man, like, but that's me. I hate what I do. there is so many people, like, you're not alone. I'm sure Bianca hears this too from people she works with. I hear it all the time. I'm not in love with what I do. You know, what I really want to do is this. I don't know about you, B, but I'm, like, so passionate about being, like, you can do anything you want to. You limit yourself. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I want everyone to be able to, if they have it in them, to pursue their truth and pursue their creativity, gosh darn it, I want them to do it. And I'm not saying, like, you're going to be able to quit your job right away and it's going to work out really quickly. You're not, you know, I'm not saying that, but I am saying I want you to at least go for it. Make it a side hustle. Do the work. Like, if it's everything in you, yeah, like, that's how I feel, B. I'm just like, yeah, you got to do it.
I completely agree. And I feel like we really need to, we're moving away from that old school mentality of, like, yeah, we just got to, you know, work and get the money so we can kind of enjoy our lives, where it's like, we can do both. We can find something that we love to do or are passionate about. And that can be, that can support us in our life, right? We don't have to separate things. So it's not like black and white.
I love that.
Yeah. Cause we just came from, yeah, I think we're going through a big shift, and more people are now starting to realize it's just like, we have this one life to live. And it's just like, what do you want to do? How do you want to spend your days and your hours, right? And even if you do have that day job that, you know, you don't really like, that's okay. Because if you have something on the side, or if you have this creative project that really lights you up, that does so much just for your self-care. Like, it's incredibly healing, because instead of just dreading every single day of going to work, you have this passion project, or you have this side hustle that is still, you know, lighting your fire. Like, that is still very beneficial to your overall health.
Yes, I agree. It's an outlet for you, mm-hmm. even if you can't go, because it's a lot of people. A lot of people can't go full on full tilt. They don't have the luxury to be able to just throw caution to the wind, and they have bills to pay. And I get that. I get it. Like, I'm there too. Hello. Mm-hmm. I have student loans. Like, we all have bills all to pay. God damn it. But, you know, priorities, and you find time to express your truth. So, with that being said, B, how do you want to, let's, like, dig into this. How do we start looking at the birth chart to figure out what our career, you know, I hate to say the term should be, but, like, what our career, like, hint, hint, it might be pointing you in this direction.
Yeah. Like, a little more suitable, or these are the things that you can kind of tap into more.
Yes.
I'll start with the basics, because I might throw in a few, like, intermediate stuff for those of people who already kind of know the basics. But, yeah, so once you get your birth chart, you're going to see the circular chart, and there's going to be so many symbols and all that stuff. So it might be a little confusing. But where I would start for sure is your sun sign and your moon sign and your rising sign, because those kind of make up most of who you are. We call it, like, the Holy Trinity. So for those of you who just know about your sun sign, I know there's people who are like, oh, I don't feel like I'm my sun sign. Like, I hate reading the horoscopes because they're never true and all that stuff. And that's because you're not just your sun sign, right? You have all these different planets with different signs, and your chart is clustered into different houses. And it's basically like a slice of the pie in your chart. There's like 12 houses. So the sun sign, that's an indicator, because that's your core identity. So that's what I would look at for sure. And then your moon sign, which is your emotional nature, I take that into account too, because you want to be, you know, emotionally satisfied. You want to feel nurtured and nourished with what you're doing. So with the moon sign, you don't necessarily have to have careers related to that sign, but you need to have those qualities of that moon. Like, so for me, for example, my moon is in Virgo. So for me, I love, really getting into the details of things. And I just organize everything all the time. So for me, I need to be doing that in all the things that I do, especially my career. So, and that's what I love with the birth charts. I'm kind of like mentally organizing, what I see in people's charts, or using my intuition to kind of organize that. So it's kind of taking those qualities of your moon sign and making sure that, like, yeah, like I'm really feeling like this is nourishing for me, or I'm taking care of myself. And then your rising sign is kind of like the mask that you wear. So that kind of, it's not like your sun sign, but it is part of your core as well. It's how you come across people,
Right.
right? So using those three, it would be good. So I think, for example, let's say Beyonce. So Beyonce is actually a Virgo, but her rising sign, there's two different like birth times out there for her. So there's like, she's either like Libra rising or Leo rising. And a lot of astrologers are saying that she's more of a Leo rising, because have you seen her perform?
Have you seen her
She's like,
hair?
yeah, her hair. She is like super Leo, I think. I would side to that. I think she's Leo rising. And I think her moon is in Scorpio. So anyone who has like a Scorpio moon, Scorpio is such a powerful, powerful sign. Lady Gaga has that too. A lot of successful, like really driven, ambitious musicians or artists have their moon in Scorpio, because Scorpio is just like, it goes there. It goes beyond. It goes underneath everything. So it's like,
It's
it's the phoenix
intense.
rising. Yeah, it's the phoenix rising. So like, even if like, their life is like, it sucks, it's hard, they rise, right? Like the phoenix. So that's like a really good indicator for success. And if you don't have a Scorpio moon, don't worry, because don't worry about that. I mean, these are just like using your planetary like energy to your advantage, right? Because I mean, the downside of Scorpio moon is like you are super emotional. Like you might not want to be resilient. You can just blame everybody for what's happening to you instead of, taking ownership.
So
So each sign, yeah, go ahead.
is there a way to, yes, of course, like each sign could have like a very particular like career. Is there a way to, I don't know how you would do this. You tell me. Is there a way to be like, okay, like in general, fire signs tend to like these careers. Air signs tend to like these, water signs like these, earth like these. Is there a way to do, how do you break it up?
I usually look at, so in your birth chart, for sure, like if there's like a certain element that's more prominent, I would be like, oh yeah, like you have a lot of fire in your chart. This would mean this, like you have a lot of air. So yeah, like let's go over that. So let's start with fire. So if you have a lot of fire signs, so fire is basically Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So fire energy is really great. Aries is really great for entrepreneurship, actually. So fire is like marketing and sales, and like you're like that fiery spirited nature, right? So whether you are making phone calls, like you're social, like you really want to create, right? So think of like creativity. So it's just like, let's see. Aries, I would say, is really good for leadership and business or entrepreneurship. They're self-starters, so they really just want to, get things going. So startups, if you want to create like a startup company, you can
Yes,
do
and they're
that.
very physical. So I remember you told me they're very into the body. So Aries tend to be, they work with the
Oh yeah.
body, you
Yeah,
said.
personal trainers, if you want to be like a fitness coach, that would be a good one. Leo is all about creativity. So a lot of celebrities are Leos, like JLo. Anything that gets your creativity going. And a creativity doesn't have to be just like art. Like anything can be creative to you, right? It could be Music, painting, or it could be, I don't know, yoga. There's, you can always find something creative. You could be a chef and still be like a Leo.
And would it
You
be
always.
fair to say, like, that the Leo, since they are like the king or queen of their own jungle, they're gonna want a career that kind of puts them in that spotlight?
Yes. So you, Leos in general, it's like being center stage, kind of, right? They can even do public speaking as well. So that's like another idea for that.
Sagittarius.
And Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is all about, it's the adventurer. It's all about possibilities. It also rules like higher education. So, teaching in like universities or something like that, or being a travel agent or a travel vlogger or something like that, publishing like foreign languages,
Ooh, yeah.
or like life coaching or flight attendant or something like that. So anything to do with really like the horizon, like expansion, that
Ah.
kind of thing. And then, okay, let's go over what's the next element we can go over. Let's do air. So air signs are Gemini and Libra and Aquarius. So the element of air is, it's really more intellectual, right? You're using your mind a lot, and it's communication. So air signs, I would say, very social, especially Geminis. Geminis are the most social people I know. Very talkative. So Geminis, you guys can, anything to do with, blogging, vlogging, podcasting, anything media related, communications, Geminis would be really great for that. You have like the gift of gab. And that could also be sales as well.
Yes.
You can do that. And Libra is ruled by Venus. So Libra is all about, it could be like about beauty. So something about, working with magazines, being in fashion, or hosting events, or even like graphic design, interior design, where you combine like that aesthetic
Like a
stuff.
party planner with that.
Party planner would be great. Anything in the beauty industry, whether it's like selling makeup or creating your own makeup line or something like
Aren't they
that.
also very into art? Isn't Libra very, isn't that associated?
Art. Yeah, you can be like an art dealer, you can be a graphic designer or something like that. And the other side of Libra is like, it's all about justice, right? So like law, being a lawyer, like working with contracts
Sounds like
or
the
something like
opposite.
that. Yeah, I know, exactly. But that's the thing, right? There's so many different ways, like each sign has, it can be. So yes, take a sample. Like Libra is all about balance and fairness. So yeah, you can be a lawyer, but what if you can also be a yoga teacher, right?
That's
Finding
true.
balance. So there's always different interpretations, and we are just going by each sign, right? So it's really looking at your birth chart as a whole. So it's not
Yes.
just your sun sign.
We're just doing this for the purposes
This
of.
is just like general, like having an idea so that when you look at your chart, you can find out, oh, I have a lot of like planets in this sign. It's like, what
Right.
are some career options? And then Aquarius. So Aquarius is that unconventional, original, revolutionary type of sign. It doesn't conform to the status quo. So it does its own thing. So for here, and it also rules innovation and technology. So this is like anything internet related. Maybe you can like create an app, freelancing, anything to do with technology.
They're also give backers, aren't they?
So if you want to have more of like a philanthropic or humanitarian project going on, that is for,
Nonprofit.
nonprofit, or even just like, even if you have your own business, you can incorporate, like a charity like every month or something like that. Like you're always going for that good cause. And or you could be like you can go into politics actually, which is like, yeah, that would be interesting actually. But I think they would be good because Aquarius deals with the whole, like the whole group, large groups of people and large networks, right? So I think there are some politicians that are Aquarius.
That'd probably be a good thing.
Yeah, because you need to deal with that large group of like, your whole country, basically. Yeah. Or, you know.
What's good for the whole.
Yeah, exactly. And another one would be like a talk show host. I know Ellen DeGeneres is like an Aquarius, so she does that really well. Because it's like Aquarius is just, it's also social. All the air signs are very social.
And they're very unique individuals who.
Yes.
And that makes sense to me that Ellen DeGeneres would be an Aquarius because she is very unique and she stands out and she also has a huge heart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, she fits like that bill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the next element you want to talk about?
Let's do earth signs. So earth, very practical, logical, probably a little more conservative than the other elements that talked about. So for earth signs, so these would be Taurus and Virgo and Capricorn. So earth signs, I'm not saying that they're not risk takers. Like fire signs for sure are really there to, they don't mind taking that big leap. But earth signs are a little more, you know, conservative. They are going to be more struck. They want more structure,
stability,
grounding. So I'm not saying like there are entrepreneurs that have their in these signs, but for the most part, yeah, they're going to calculate things a bit more just to make sure that things will work out before taking that leap, because that's just they're super grounded, right? They need to think these things through first. So Taurus is all about the five senses. So this could be, you know, a chef, a cook. It's kind of similar to Libra because they're both ruled with Venus. So this can also go into like beauty and cosmetics, or natural health. Taurus rules the throat. So Adele is a Taurus. A lot of singers are Taurus. And what else? Yeah, anything with like jewelry, the five senses, right? So anything that's luxurious, like massage or yoga, that can be a Taurus thing as well. But Taurus is also a sign of like prosperity, right? It's very finance. It's all about financial stability. So anything in like banking or like
which would make sense.
Payroll. Yeah, exactly. Right? So anything that makes money, like Taurus people, like investments, like they're really into that stuff.
That makes sense to me with that grounded, stable energy. It makes sense to me that they could be involved in a very good way with money and finances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. If that's probably like the one sign that would be real, that's the best for that kind of stuff.
Accountants.
Yeah, exactly. Virgo actually would be a good accountant too, because Virgo is like super detail oriented.
Yes.
So anything administrative, they are really great organizers and managers and coordinators. They're ruled by Mercury, so they can think at warp speed, way ahead of everybody. So anything that has details in there, but Virgo is also the sign of, you know, holistic health. So it could be like, you know, a doctor, a dentist, veterinarian. They love animals as well. They're really being of service. So for Virgos, no matter what career you are taking on, you need to feel helpful. You need to feel like people are counting, can depend on you. Like you are just an overgiver kind of Virgo and Pisces. But you just need to feel like what you're doing is making a difference. Like, mm-hmm. It's so important for Virgos to do this. And then the next earth sign, Capricorn. So Capricorn, this is like the boss. So managers or entrepreneurs, Capricorn, CEO types, business owners, corporate executives, that's Capricorn. Being a leader, right? So even if it's politics as well, you don't like being an employee if you're a Capricorn. If you're a Capricorn energy.
You want to be the boss.
Yeah, so this is like another indicator besides Aries. So Aries is like self-starters. So for entrepreneurs, they love just like getting there and getting things done, and just like they don't mind doing things on their own, right? So solopreneurs or freelancers. Capricorn, on the other hand, might be a little more like, I'm the CEO, I'm going to hire a bunch of people, and this is my business, that kind of thing. So it's a little bit different from Aries in a way, but it is like that boss mentality.
Mm-hmm. Because they're very career oriented, so.
Yeah, and prestige would be is a bit more important to them, so they may go for those occupations that maybe do make more money. So like being either like a lawyer or, you know, an architect or something like that.
That makes sense though, because they're the goat, they're climbing the ladder.
Yeah, they're super ambitious. So like you Capricorns, you guys are always gonna aim for the top, like no matter what.
My mother-in-law is a Capricorn and I'm like, mm-hmm. You are such a Capricorn. She is such a boss woman, mm-hmm. at her job, and she's such a Capricorn.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be in like the way they talk to, or like the way their attitude about their job or something like that. Like that energy is there, especially if they have like strong Capricorn, like if they have a few planets in that sign, you'll definitely feel it.
Cap.
Okay, so let's do water signs. So water would be Cancer and Scorpio and Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So water is all about the emotions, and it's also creativity and spirituality. I guess for water, I don't know, tapping into your intuition, anything that has to do with that. So if we were to talk about like Cancer, for instance, Cancer, anything about art, of course, any of the water signs, art for sure, anything with creativity, but Cancer rules the home, right? So anything to do with taking care of the family, even like real estate or being like a cook or a chef or restaurants or something like that, you need to be nurturing people, right? So how do you nurture and nourish?
A caregiver?
Yeah, a caregiver.
A nurse?
It can be through food, a nurse. Cancer rules the home, so having like a home-based business, like working from home literally, would be good for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, you know, having something to do with children's, whether it's like daycare or being a teacher,
Something that has like the nurturing, caring mother energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But it can also be the arts as well. So maybe you could be like, if you combine like photography and family, like be a family photographer, like doing portraits for that. But yeah, so that would be Cancer. And also because Cancer rules the moon, like anything to do with women, right? Like having, maybe women would be your target audience. That would be if you were like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, right? Or even I wonder... any kind of, I wonder if, you know, concerning women's health.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, especially emotional health and mental health, right? So, because I feel like for Cancer, yeah, it really is, like, nourishing that, you know, maybe instead of talking about nutrition, it would be more, like, stress and, you know, anxiety,
yeah,
or something like
that. Makes sense.
Yeah, that inner realm, that watery emotional realm for them. And okay, so the next water sign, Scorpio. So Scorpio gets a bad rap, but these people, Scorpios, great, I'm gonna say, they love the psychology of people, I think. They would be really good in like being like a private investigator or like a detective or a psychologist. And because they rule like the taboo subjects of like death, sex, birth, and like all that stuff, even like gynecology or like, you know, like, I don't know, like a sexual education coach or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Cause they're going to be willing to go there with them.
Yes, exactly. Or even in terms of like the death, right? So funeral homes or like, I don't know.
What's that called? A mortician.
Yeah, a mortician, coroner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, all that
It's
stuff.
not
Or
me.
even, I know, but these scrubbing would be amazing at this, or forensics, or, just being at the crime scene, like, because they are not afraid. Like, these things do not, like, make them squeal. It's just like, oh my gosh, it's like, okay, let's get to work. Like, how do I solve this? Yeah, but it's also like healing arts because Scorpio is super transformational. So anything in the occult or like, I don't know, could be like Reiki or like any of those, healing arts stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
Because they
so there's
are
that.
so transformative.
Like they don't like shamanism or something like
Ooh,
that, like that
yeah.
kind of stuff. Yeah. So even like simple as like, yeah, tarot or, that, yeah, like that kind of spiritual divination stuff would
Yes.
be good. And then we go to Pisces, which is kind of similar. So Pisces is the most compassionate of all. It's ruled by Neptune. And this one you can do, yeah, like mental health for sure, or Reiki, anything with creativity as well. Like this is a really good sign for artists. So it's like song, like being a singer or writing songs, creative storytelling, being an actor, like film and TV work, but charity work as well, because Pisces is so loving, putting everyone before themselves.
Doing something for others. Yeah, and it's a water sign. So is it fair to say that would Pisces be one of the water signs that say if there's what about working with marine
Yes, they
life?
would be the ones. Yeah, so like oceanography or like,
That would be a
I don't
Pisces
know. Yeah,
specific.
that would be a Pisces thing, marine biologist or something like that. Anything to do with, yeah, like the ocean, the water, fish, just like that kind of environment. They would love that.
They're also quite spiritual, right?
Yeah, so any, yeah, spiritual stuff like psychic work or, yeah, Reiki or, kind of like similar to Scorpio, like with the tarot, the oracle cards, angel readings, or something like that.
Any kind of that
Yeah.
inner work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
So that
okay.
would be
Is that
Pisces.
all of the signs? I think we just broke down them all.
Yeah, we went through all of that.
Okay.
So, I mean, if anything, like fire and air would be, those are the more active signs. So it's like masculine energy. So it's yang
A little
and like
more
yin.
doer.
Yeah, exactly. Like they'll go for it first, and then I feel like not air, earth and water signs, it might take them a couple of nudges to get them going, but they'll be there. But this is just general speaking, right? Because I know that there are some people who have water or earth signs, or like their sun is in that sign, but they actually have more fire signs or air signs in their chart, so they are more a bit, of a go-getter than a typical, like earth or water sign. So it really
Absolutely.
depends on that. So you really want to look at the chart as a whole. So if you are, so if you grab your birth chart, look for patterns. Of course, take down like your sun signs and your moon sign,
Which of
but
the one is the house that's related to career that they should be looking in?
oh yeah, so that would be the 10th house. So when you get your chart, there's going to be like closer to the center, there's going to be numbers for each slice, or yeah, slice of the chart.
The
So it'll
pizza.
go through one through 12. Yeah, pizza. And so you're going to go for where it says number 10. So that's the 10th house,
So
right? So
let's
10.
take me as an example. Let's make this make
Yeah.
sense.
So the 10th house, it basically rules your career, your, I guess, yeah, your career and your ambitions and all that stuff. So for you, your 10th house is in the sign of Cancer, right? So Cancer is the, it's a water sign. And so Cancer is, nourishing. It's all about, and you work with women already, so that's great. And it's very healing. So this is a house where, so Alyssa is not, her sun sign is not Cancer, but this is where her 10th house is.
Mm-hmm. My son is in Leo.
Yeah, exactly. So for some people, they have their sun sign, like they have the sun in their 10th house. And if you have that, that is really strong energy that you are a very ambitious and career oriented. If you have your sun in your 10th house, and you kind of will have more of like that CEO boss type of energy with you.
Well, this makes sense to me that you just said about Cancer would be good working from home. Mm-hmm. And I work from home.
Yes, exactly.
So with Cancer in my 10th house, which is career, I mean, I'm doing this podcast right now. I'm at home. I do absolutely work with women. And so that's very interesting to me. And that certainly makes sense.
Yeah. And you are like the work that you do, it is about the nourishing and feeling, having these women feel nourished, right?
The mothering energy.
So, yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yes. Because I do lead in that way. Obviously, I'm not all of these people's mothers. That's not what we're saying. But, mm-hmm. And I have no children of my own or anything like that. But mm-hmm. that leading from that feminine motherly way, which is caring and supportive and nurturing, and that's more or less, mm-hmm. that makes sense to me because that's absolutely how I want to approach all of the women who, for example, we were talking about the SEC. I want women to feel that I am there for them, just like a mother figure, I'll say, would be, where I am there for them. I'm holding space for them. And interestingly, too, to me, you know, I remember you said so much, it's, you know, it's about the home because it's the crab where their home is literally on their back.
Yep.
And I love that. It's like if I can kind of make this metaphor where I can see that I am trying to teach women to come home to themselves and to like come home to their own truth and be in touch with that side of themselves.
Exactly. That is like so on point. I remember having that conversation with you. I was like, of course. It's like light bulbs everywhere. But yeah, like this is, and you're mid-heaven. So there's different houses, but the midheaven is basically kind of like your career, but it's like the highest point in your chart. It's like how the whole world kind of sees you. It's like your highest calling in a way. And your midheaven, Alyssa, is also in Cancer. So typically the midheaven, it's on your chart. It'll be like, it says MC. So that's what it stands
okay.
for.
Okay, MC so, guys.
Yeah, MC. So yours is in your 10th house. Mine is in my 10th house. I've seen charts where their midheaven, people's midheavens were in a different house. So for those of you who are like, oh, my MC is not in the 10th house. Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with that. I've seen it in the 9th house, the 11th house, even the 12th house. It just means you're going to be blending whatever house it's in. So say it was in your 9th house, your midheaven. It just means you're blending your 9th house and your 10th house together. So the 9th house is all about like higher education, travel, freedom, expansion. It's kind of like Sagittarius. So you would kind of be blending those in for yourself, right?
And so much of reading these charts is you're helping people interpret them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like I'm throwing these ideas and it's just like, okay, what just hit you? Did any of these, like what really made your heart leap? Right? Like mm-hmm. I said five things to you. Like, did any of those resonate? And usually something does. And I'm like, oh yeah, actually, let's go deep. Let's dive a little deeper on that.
For sure.
That point.
And if you... That kind of thing. If you would have told me something like that didn't make sense at all, like you would never have said like, for example, I don't have much like Pisces energy. I don't think I have much of that. So it's like, I know that like my purpose on this earth is not to go be a marine biologist.
No.
Like that's not why I'm here.
No.
That's very obvious.
Yeah.
That's just like a hard example.
Yeah, exactly.
That would make no sense. But
yeah.
everything you've ever told me does make sense. You're like, oh, you're a Leo. It's like the spotlight. You want to be kind of the queen of like the, you know, the jungle, and Leo rules the heart, and you're going to have a very heart-centered business and the creativity and all of the things that you said about Leo. And I'm like, check, check, check. That all makes sense. The Cancer, the midheaven, the mothering, all of the things. It's funny because the piece of all of this, and this is what I think is so cool, guys, is you can, when you're doing these interpretations, you might see something that really kind of trips you. Like for me, what trips me, Bianca, is, and I've talked to you about this, is the Taurus trips me. Because you say it has this stability and that, that money, it can really be a good relationship with money. And as I told you, and I've even expressed on the podcast, that's the one thing in my life that has always tripped me is finances and having a solid relationship with the energy of money. And so that's the one piece of this puzzle that I can look at this chart and know this is an area that I have a certain potential in that, in my opinion, I am not currently living up to on my end because of something I need to really take a hard look at. And what's interesting even more is that that has been so present for me recently. I've been doing so much introspective work at why that is, especially when I know that I can look at my time of birth and how everything was aligned and say, Alyssa, you have this potential to have such a solid, grounded foundation here with finances. So what is the hiccup? What is it? You know, I think that's cool that we can have these charts. Some things are going to make so much sense and validate for us. And then other times we're going to have to, they're going to be like that wake up call or like a hard, like, hey, check this out, because I'm going to kind of be like in your face. Something isn't fully, you're not like living up to your potential maybe, or there's something that's off. Am I making sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, just to, let's break this down a bit, because what you were saying totally resonates as well. So you have your moon in Taurus, but you also have, I'm looking at your chart right now, so don't freak out if I'm like, oh my God, I'm saying all these things. You have your Mars. Mars is the planet of like taking action, assertiveness and stuff like that. It's also in Taurus, and it's right next to your moon. So when Mars in certain signs, it can really like get things going, and then Mars in certain signs can kind of like stall things, because Mars is all about like taking action. So for you, Mars in Taurus, Taurus likes to take its time. It is not going to be fast paced. So Mars here just means you're really going to have to learn patience. And really the groundwork, laying that, you know, stability, financial stability. But it's going to pay off in the long run, right? And because you are a fire sign, I'm a fire sign too. We can get impatient, you know, because fire gets things done. It just goes, right? And then having Mars there in Taurus is like, okay, like, look, let's just
pump the brakes
first. Yeah, it's like, look, let's be methodical about this. Like, we gotta, you know, so in a way, I always try to find like, okay, if there's a placement that's kind of like, ugh, like, why is this planet here? Like, I've said that to my chart a few times. Like, why is this here? It's totally like stopping me or holding me back. But really, we gotta look at like, where is the lesson here, right? So my Mars is also not in like a in Aries or anything. My Mars is in Libra, and like that makes me a little indecisive sometimes, because I really want to, like, I'm a little wishy-washy in certain things. So that I'm like, okay, what can I use? How can I use this to my advantage if Mars is in Libra? So for me, like, to take action, I don't need to surround myself in like beauty all the time, but I really need to see the beauty in things to get me going. So that's like a reminder, right? So for you, with like Mars and Taurus, like, you just gotta find like, okay, like, what's gonna make things or help facilitate things to move along the way,
Maybe right. reminding myself that, like, of what is stable and what is, mm-hmm. maybe, like, that would help me. Like, if someone else is, like, is has the same thing. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe the Taurus kind of needs you to talk to it a little gentler mm-hmm. and be, like, it's so methodical that maybe it's, like, okay, this is stable. This is stable. We're good here. Maybe it needs those check boxes in order to feel like it can move forward.
Yeah. And I think you're just going to have to do a balancing act here because your Taurus is in your eighth house. An eighth house is a very transformational house. It's kind of like Scorpio. So it might not be at the eighth house is not about like stability at all. And Taurus is there. So Taurus is there. So it's just like, okay, you're going to make this work. Like, this is going to happen. Like, this is what you're going to learn. Right? So I'm the same. Like, there's certain parts of my chart. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's two opposing energies that have to kind of balance here. But that's everyone's, right? So for other people, it might be like it's a completely different house that they're going to have to balance. But one thing that I do want to touch up on so basically we talked about the 10th house, the second house and the sixth house. So house 2, house 6 and house 10, they're all the same element. So yours would be water sign for you. So for you tapping into like that water element would be really great for your career and money.
They're all water?
Yeah. Yeah, so your second house, the second house of your chart, symbolizes earned income and money and like your self-worth and all that stuff. And then your sixth house is all about just like your day-to-day life or employment and stuff like that. And then your 10th house is like your career and success. So those three houses are always going to be in the same element.
Oh, always.
Yeah, so like under the whole sign system, like that's what I use.
Are they always all water?
For you.
But not for everyone.
Yeah, so for me, those houses for me are earth signs. So for me, I have to kind of be more practical. and so for you, like you have your second house in Scorpio, which is like super healing. So for you, like earning money is all about that deep transformation. So you got to tap more into that. And maybe as opposed to me, my second house is in Capricorn. So I got to be a little more, you know, now I'm getting into branding, just something I also do. But in terms of like branding yourself or even like ideas for your business. So earning money would be in terms of like an earth sign would be like appealing to or like, the benefits that I would present to people are like the practical benefits, like how would this be more for you? And then if you're a water sign, the benefits that you would be talking about would be more like, yeah, like the healing aspects of things. Like
which makes sense. That
deep transformation.
Because right? That's how I do market.
Yeah, exactly. So you're already doing it.
Because I market with like that idea of the feminine qualities. Mm-hmm. Like, let's find grace in our lives. Let's find flow in our lives. Let's get in touch with our inner selves. To me, those sound like feminine type qualities and water is feminine.
Yeah. And that's Cancer. That's totally the Cancer doing it. And you might want to like take it up a notch with the Scorpio energy and really just like
healing.
Scorpio, yeah. It's healing and it goes underneath the surface. It does not like, I don't know. It doesn't sugarcoat things. So sometimes you might just have to tell the truth.
Like, gotta get in there. Dig it out.
Yeah, and just tell them, like, look, this is what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
X, Y, Z. Like, and this is the honest truth.
This is what I tell people about my retreats. I always tell people, we are not just doing a yoga retreat. So if you just mm-hmm. want to sit around and do yoga mm-hmm. and be by the pool, we're actually not – that's not the kind of yoga retreat I do.
Yeah.
I want to go in. That's why I made the journal deck. That's why I ask you these questions that are prompts in the journal deck. That's why I have, you know, our goddess, you know, Radiance Retreat this year. We go in there. We go in and we dig it out and we figure out because I want you to live your best life. But you have to go in to come out on the other side, you have to go in to find out. If you don't go in, how will you know? So that makes sense to me, because that's how I also lead my retreats, and I'm a big believer in going in there, which is why I made the journal deck in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
See, guys, this is all just... This is what you can find out if you look at your birth chart and or you sit down and work with Bianca.
Yeah, exactly. Because I guarantee you, if you haven't read a birth chart yet, you guys will be a bit confused with all the...
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So overall, what would you say... I know that there's so many levels to this.
Like, there's a lot,
You just said you could look at branding, which would be fascinating. Like, so much stuff. To wrap this up... Yeah. We already went through all of the different elements and kind of give you guys an overview of where you might be better suited in career. For those people out there who are entrepreneurs or wanting to be one, what are like the top signs? Because I know there's a lot of people on here that listen to this who have an idea or a business. I'm just curious, what are the top signs for entrepreneurs?
Yeah. For me, it would be definitely like Aries and Capricorn energy. So even if your sun sign's not on there, if you have a lot of energy there, that would be ideal. Or anything in like your 10th house or your first house, those slices of pie, or even the second house, actually. But honestly, like if deep down you really want to have your own business or you want to be that entrepreneur, even if your chart doesn't have a lot of that strong energy in there, you can still make it work. It's just like, you just got to look at, like, I would look at your Mars sign, like what drives you. I would look at, you know, your Mercury sign or something like that. There's different ways that you can always make it work, but it is a little bit easier if you have,
say, a fiery energy or something.
Yeah, it's the fire or that Capricorn energy for sure. And I think air, I don't want to like be like, sorry, earth and water signs. You can definitely, it'll just be a different version of entrepreneurship, right? Because we are used to seeing, you know, this masculine system of business happening.
Well, that, and I could see how, again, you have to think of your moon sign, you have to think of all different kind of stuff, but I could see if you were a very watery person or a very earthy person who's very grounded and practical, I could see how you would certainly have some different unique challenges that you would have to overcome in your innate personality to have to learn how to be an entrepreneur who isn't the best at taking risks or is very go with the flow, maybe a little bit more emotional. You know, I could see how, there's just going to be unique overcoming, like over challenges that you'd have to maybe come against that, an Aries or a Capricorn or a Leo is just kind of going to be like, we're going to burn through this. We've got this, like, let's do the damn thing. I guess maybe that was a poor question on my part in the way I phrased it. I don't want you to think you can't do entrepreneurship if you're listening to this and you're one of those big dreamers out there who is like, I want my own business. You can work with what you got. Work with whatever you are. You are enough as you are. I guess what I was trying to say is, like B said, there are just certain qualities that might help an entrepreneur more if they had certain qualities. And there are certain qualities that might be more challenging if you have them innately that you have to work to overcome in some ways or learn how to make those innate qualities work for your business. Did I say that better this time around?
Yeah. But I also, like, your original question does have truth to it because I feel like more earth and air signs would be more inclined to go for it. And Capricorn. Capricorn will just totally... like go and run past all of us into this, but it is there are going to be those indicators that will show it, but
sure.
Again, yeah, depending on like how your chart is laid out, there you could be a Pisces but you have a lot of like Capricorn energy or
Sure.
Know, fire energy.
Absolutely.
In there. Right. But for the most part, like, yeah, like what Alyssa was saying, I agree. It's like there might be for sure, like certain signs or certain houses where it's like, yeah, of course, this is what it's kind of a little obvious. Right. So if you see it in your chart, like take that as a note, like, oh my gosh, like this, my intuition or my gut feeling of starting that idea up, like maybe like I should go for it.
Yeah. And if, you know? Versus if you're super earthy or super watery in a lot of places, then maybe you're just like, no, there are people I know that have absolutely zero desire to ever have their own business. Like, they're like, that sounds terrible to me.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, I know I've done the charts of some of my friends. Like, they are totally fine with, you know, the jobs they have. They don't mind doing, they'd rather do, like, little side projects than, you know, take on like a full business or something like that.
Yeah.
They would rather just work at a job, and that's, and they're happy with that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Right. But yeah, but if you are a fire sign, this is, you probably will never say that.
yeah. I'm like, no.
yeah. Exactly. Same here.
Very interesting.
All the fire signs I know, we are all,
it's super interesting though, because I didn't actually know about that. You just said my second, my sixth, and my tenth all are in the water element, and once again, you've shown me something about myself. I was literally sitting here as you were talking, thinking, I don't really have much water going on, and then you said that, and I'm like, never mind.
Exactly. Yeah, you do have some. It's just like, because your moon is in Taurus, and obviously it's like part of the Holy Trinity, but I would say you would
have, and the Taurus is the earthy, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a little bit different, but I mean,
I didn't know that there was any real, like, you saying that three of my houses are like in the water. I didn't actually know that. I never paid attention to that. And it's just another thing that this birth chart has shown me, an aspect of myself that I kind of didn't realize. And now I can kind of work with that and be like, oh, so I can really bring that watery vibe into my business, into my branding, into my marketing. That just is enlightening.
Yeah, I think you really just totally own the earth and water signs, because you are actually mostly earth and water. Like, I know that you're a Leo, but you only have your sun in Leo, right? You don't have anything in Sagittarius or Aries.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so you actually have a couple of planets in the earth signs and the water signs, or most of your planets are in earth and water. So it's in you. Like, you have, like, it's really just, you just gotta, like, own it, and it's there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so, I think it's...
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. As always, every conversation with you is interesting, Bianca.
I love it too. Oh my gosh, we can like go for hours.
I know, we really could. We could keep talking. Oh my goodness. Okay, so Bianca, as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for your insight, for your wisdom. Thank you for going through all of those 12 zodiac signs and breaking them down. It's always a pleasure. Thank you. As you guys can see, we have the opportunity to learn a whole lot about ourselves by looking to the stars, including what career might best suit us, if we are open to the interpretations and willing to dig in, see what's there, work with what you got, and take inspired action. I always have so many aha moments when talking to Bianca, so I know that something in this episode probably did the same for you. If so, I would love to hear what your aha moment was, so be sure to tag me on Instagram at The Journal Deck. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Self-Care Spotlight, brought to you by The Journal Deck and our Self-Care Collective online membership, which is open for enrollment this month just until Sunday, May 13th. You can head to thejournaldeck.com/self-care-collective for all the monthly content and to sign up. Until next time, I'm Alyssa Cousins, signing off for The Journal Deck. Mwah. Music by Lee Rosevere.